It's been something that's been a passion of mine for the last 7 years. Shortly after my father-in-law passed away, my physical condition was not what it is today. I was 250-plus pounds. I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes and was not in a good place. My doctor urged me to do something, and that was kind of a wake-up call for me. I got back on my bike, which I had used when I was younger, but had been off of it, obviously, for quite some time. And since then, a little over 7 years ago, I have ridden 40,000 miles. I average about 6,000 miles a year, training and riding in various fundraisers and club events and just lots of different rides in and around the Washington, Baltimore area.
And you said you've done the trek across Maine, but I mean, going across the country, it seems like just I've driven cross country, and it was daunting for me to drive.
Sure.
The thought of biking across country just, there's big stretches of it's very pretty, but a lot of nothing.
Yeah, no, that's one of the appeals, I think, to me personally, is that it's going to give me the opportunity to kind of be not necessarily all by myself. There are roughly 50 other folks doing this with me, but it will be a good opportunity to do some introspective analysis and think about what I've done for the last 50 years and go through some of the successes and failures I've had, some of the ups and downs. And so I'm kind of looking forward to that solitude a little bit.
So how far do you bike every day?
We average about 80 miles a day. Again, there are 50 days. And
if you wake up one morning and it's raining, you still have to get out there on your bike.
Yep. We will ride through rain. Might even be a few days early on where there might be a few snow showers up on top of a couple of those higher peaks.
Okay.
Out west. But yeah, that's the one thing that's different from riding locally is, if it's raining or if it's too hot, I don't have to get out and ride. But this summer, every day I ride so I can get from point A to point B.
And there's this little a couple of hills called the Rocky Mountains that are also there, too. You have to cross over those.
Yep, we're crossing over the Rockies. We're also crossing over the Cascades, which are probably even a little more challenging where we're going to cross over than the Rockies. And so there'll be some days where I'll be at elevations that are pushing 11,000, 12,000 feet.
my goodness. So, this sounds like hard work.
It's definitely a lot of hard work, but it's well worth it. I mean, I'm supporting a wonderful cause that's helping a lot of people. And so many of those people, don't have the ability to do what I'm able to do. And so I've learned over the last several years not to take that for granted. I've met a lot of people who have asthma or COPD or other lung ailments like alpha-1. I've even met some folks who are struggling to get lung transplants to keep themselves alive. And it's just amazing the battles that they're fighting. And so they've been a pretty big inspiration for me. And so when I'm at the bottom of one of those big hills, I think about them. I think about my father-in-law. I think about my dad. My dad actually developed COPD in the last few years himself. And so I've got a lot of inspirations that help push me up those hills.
Now, family and friends, do they say, my goodness, he's actually lost his mind this time? He's completely gone cuckoo.
Well, I think some of them questioned, as did folks at work for a while, when I started talking about this probably a year and a half ago, and they said, oh, yeah, he'll just talk. But I followed through on it and did a lot of research, and they've been very supportive. People basically in all parts of my life have really stepped up and have helped me out with planning for the event. I've had wonderful financial support from friends, from family, from coworkers, from people I used to know, from people I met once at a store. I mean, I didn't leave too many stones unturned when I was trying to get donations. So they've been very, very supportive and very, very helpful.
People always talk, myself included, go, oh my goodness, I have to exercise. You actually made it happen. And I think part of that is just getting into the routine of it. Was it just, oh my goodness, I'm getting at an age where I have to start caring about this? What was it to say, okay, I'm getting on my bike or putting
sure.
on those running shoes or whatever somebody wants to do?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's a real good question. And, that's another thing that I've kind of championed over the last 7 years. I mean, I'm still not what I would consider some svelte or lean, mean, you know, athlete. I'm just a regular guy who likes to ride his bike. But where I was 7 years ago was not a good place. I had really increased weight-wise. I was just very unhealthy and got diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And the doctor said, you really need to do something because you're not on a good path. And the bike had been something that I had always enjoyed when I was younger had lots of times where I rode pretty intensely, although not anything like what I do today. And so it really was just a mental decision that, you know, I want to be around to see my kids get older. I want to, you know, be around to enjoy what I've got. And the inspiration, again, from my father-in-law really, you know, kicked in. I mean, I saw that he was able to do something like that three-day ride when he was 70 years old. And here I was, you know, just a little over 40 and, you know, couldn't bike up the street. And so I set out to get myself back in shape. And it is, like you said, it's a routine. You've got to you make it part of what you do. I literally schedule rides sometimes on my Outlook calendar when things get too busy at work, because it's important for me to find that time and meet my goals and just get out there, because if you skip a couple days, it's harder to get back on. And that's the same if you're going to the gym every day, or if you're running, or if you're walking, or whatever it is that you're doing. It's all that routine.
And is there something that you would say to folks who say, oh my goodness, I just don't have the time to do it?
The best advice I would say is, you know, start out small. And, you know, you hear about people doing things like parking their car a little further away and walking into the office or taking the stairs if they can. With the biking, it's you start out small. I mean, when I got back on the bike in 2004, like I said, 10 miles was a tough ride. And
now you scoff at 10 miles. That doesn't even count as a ride anymore.
Yeah, 10 miles is not a big deal to me anymore. I mean, I've got, as I will this summer, I've got days that I've ridden 100 plus. And, you know, that's a different type of ride, and you got to prepare for that and gear up for it. But you ride 5 miles one day, you can ride six the next. And anyone can do it. My little daughter, who's 11, has helped in my training, and she did a 30-mile ride with me earlier this year. And so if an 11-year-old can do it, you know, other people can do it. So, again, it's just making the commitment to yourself, and then you'll find that you love it, too. I mean, I love bicycling so much more than running. It's not as abusive on your body. And it's fun. You can get out and see things. And then the other nice thing about a bike is when you're tired, you can coast.
Yeah, right. Not climbing the Rockies, you can't, my friend.
No, you're absolutely right. Those days, there'll be no coasting. If I ain't pedaling, I ain't moving.